Members of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, will resume full trading activities from tomorrow after closing their shops for 3 days. The traders decided to open their shops following an appeal to them by the Minister of Trade and Industry to rescind their decision at a forum with the national executives of GUTA and some traders in Accra. The traders insisted government must, as a matter of urgency, drive away foreigners in the retail business. Setia reports.
The president of GUTA, George Ofori, said the national executives and members have resolved to reopen their shops from tomorrow based on the assurances by the Trade and Industry Minister, Haruna Idrisu, on efforts being made by government to address their concerns.
In negotiations, sometimes you don't have to have an entrenched position. It should be 50-50. So, let me say that the minister have assured us to the government that he's going to make sure that these things are done. But we are assuring him that we are also watching it with an eagle's eye. We are watching the decisions closely. If nothing comes out of it, we will come back. So, on this note, let me say that once they are going to work on some of these decisions, I declare on behalf of my executive members that by tomorrow the shops should be open. We are now stopping our stance.
Mr. Ofori insisted that it is the activities of foreigners in the retail sector which is causing the rapid depreciation of the cedi.
We are marrying the depreciation of the cedi still to the influx of foreigners because we believe strongly that it is these foreigners who are creating the problem for our economy. But if we are not careful, honorable, this people will destroy our economy and we will have to come in. And there's no way we are going to allow that to happen. So as for the influx of the foreign issue, honorable minister, it is a non-negotiable issue. We will not sit down with anybody and say that we are going to negotiate about the infiltration of the foreigners. By doing that, we are not saying that GUTA is against foreigners who are coming to do proper investment in the country.
Traders welcomed the decision to reopen their shops. Setia here, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Though interventions by the Ministry of Trade and Industry necessitated the Ghana Union Traders Association, GUTA, to call off its 5-day strike, traders at the Central Business District and elsewhere had already opened for business ahead of the directives. According to some traders, though the directives by the union was in their interest, economic hardship left them no choice but to act contrary to the directives by GUTA. The traders also told Radio Ghana's Rabna Pa and Grace Odua Boate that the union must tackle the high import duties since it is the bane of current economic situations.
The directives by GUTA was to drum home traders' demand, which is to ease the influx of foreign investors into the country and also the depreciation of the cedi against the dollar. These, according to the union, is killing Ghanaian businesses and making living conditions unbearable. Though traders at the business district, Abose Okai and Agogulushi, have adhered to the directives since Monday, they are back to business at the time of the visit. They explained why.
So we are open and we can't sit at home, but we need to be around to see whether what we are doing is working effectively or not. For example, you come to my shop today, you check for a price, you go back to do your budget, you come the next day, it's changed. Sometimes it brings a problem between you, the seller, and the buyer as to whether transparency is prevailing or somebody is trying to do some underhand business or something, and it's back and forth and we are not enjoying business at all. And we are not telling them to go back. No, I take my goods from China, buying from them.
They have the gas to open. They will be at home, but when someone did it.
What about the way I almost fire you did know? I may just say no matter what from.
And as we need to supply some goods from people who bought it on Monday. We didn't come yesterday and Tuesday. So today we are here to supply them because they need to go far. Because for 2 days for us to sit at home, shops closed. And meanwhile, the dollar is still going up.
GUTA President George Ofori said the reopening of shops has not defeated the purpose of the directives.
In the activities like this, there's no way you can have 100% results. And in every exam that one can conduct or does, 50% mark is even a pass mark. If we're able to get about 70-80, then it means you are nearing excellent. So for us, we believe strongly that what we have been able to do is an achievement on our part. If you don't expect people all over to be on your side in whatever actions that you take. Yeah, so for us, we believe that we have achieved great success.
At the time of the visit, Guta executives and some traders have converged on the union's head office awaiting the trade minister to address them.
And that was the president of Guta, George Ofori, ending that report by Rabna Paha and Kwesi Oduor-Abwating.